My name is Jerry Feldman. I'm in the physics department at George Washington University. And what I'd like to tell you about in a few minutes is a collaborative group learning environment that we have implemented at George Washington University. This is called Scale Up, and it's designed to basically promote student engagement in the introductory physics courses. The pedagogical approach of Scale Up was pioneered at North Carolina State University in the 1990s, and it has now been adopted by about 100 institutions throughout the United States and about 20 universities around the world. So, how does Scale Up work? The premise is that students really need to spend class time working on the physics material, practicing their problem-solving skills, discussing relevant physics concepts, as opposed to sitting passively in a lecture hall where they just try to absorb the information that is transmitted to them by a professor standing at the front of the room. So, to facilitate this innovative reform, the classroom geometry is really configured in a very different way. So, the classroom has large round tables. Students sit in groups of three at these round tables, and each table facilitates three groups of three students. The students work in groups in this configuration on conceptual questions and numerical problems, and they document their work on small whiteboards that they can show to the class and discuss their work. Lecturing in a formal sense is reduced to a minimal level. And in that sense, the students have to prepare in advance of class to by reading the textbook and completing a short online reading quiz or warm-up, as we call it, which helps them gauge their understanding of the material prior to arriving in class. And lab activities and hands-on exercises are incorporated directly and seamlessly into the classroom time. Each group writes their own lab report when they complete an experiment, and the group has to organize their tasks together by themselves so that they have the proper organization. So, in this way, the students are working in teams, both in class and out of class. And in that sense, they're developing a community and teamwork skill that, will serve them in their future jobs and employment. Throughout the class period, these conceptual numerical exercises, which are called ponderables by the North Carolina State people, and the labs and the hands-on exercises, which are called tangibles, are managed by the instructor to keep on time and allowing groups to work on the activities and present their results to the class. And these active discussions of the work of the classmates, really stems from the group exercises, and the students become much more deeply engaged in the learning process than would otherwise occur in a standard conventional lecture format. At George Washington University, we have introduced this pedagogical approach in 2008, and we have phased it in slowly and steadily over a 5-year period. So, by 2013, all of our introductory classes had been converted into this scale-up mode of instruction. And at this point, the standard lecture lab sections disappeared completely. Over those initial 5 years, while we were phasing in scale-up, we collected data and on conceptual gains and development of problem-solving skills. And we compared the lecture sections to the scale-up sections. And what we found is the scale-up sections typically performed noticeably better in all assessments. So, these findings encouraged us to continue with scale-up. And at this point, as I have said, all of our introductory physics classes are now taught in the collaborative mode. So, thank you very much.